You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. We are live right now, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. I think 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I had to think about that for a second. Usually say we are live 6 to 9. Yeah, but anyway, we are live right now. Taking your calls, your emails, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sure many of you heard this, but I just kind of love this story. You got a retired teacher, I think, from Long Island, who is about to hit his 3 millionth mile on his 66 Volvo. His name is Irvin Gordon. It's a small red two-door. Has, I guess he's going to be hitting the 3 millionth mile by the end of this year. He only has 34,000 miles to go. He's 72 years old and has the Guinness World Records mark for high mileage vehicle since 2002. And was the first person to hold that record. He bought his Volvo June 30th, 1966 for $4,100 at the age of 25. He said it was a whole year's salary. Yeah, look at these people. They change cars every year, practically, right? They change cars every year. And here, he's had his car since he was 25. He originally wanted the convertible Volvo with air conditioning back in 66, but it was too expensive. He did, however, pay extra to get an AM-FM radio. It cost $10 at the time, which is a lot of money. But an AM-FM radio at the time was a big deal. His car had just enough room for him and his essentials. His license plate says Million Miler. Trunk has many car parts he thinks he may need on the road. What a great advertisement for Volvo, a 1966 Volvo. I mean, I don't know if he's had new engines put in. I'd like to see what it says. I don't think it's going to tell us what he's done. Let me see here. He's got some black tar in his carburetor. He's got to get that fixed before it could go back on the road. All right, some carburetor issues. But that's phenomenal. I mean, I'm sure a new engine was put in. I'm sure a lot of things there were new. But, wow, 3 millionth mile for a Volvo. I think that's cool. That is really making things last, right? Well, how's everybody holding up? You know, we just learned of how the Pennsylvania mayor is going to cut city workers' pay to minimum wage. And, of course, this has caused huge outroar. But it's just another sign of the times where we are no way out of a recession. And, excuse me, states and cities are in a slew of financial trouble. They say a fiscal and political crisis in the nearly broke northeastern Pennsylvania city of Scranton deepened as public employee unions sought to have the mayor held in contempt of court after he defied a judge and slashed workers' pay to minimum wage. Unions representing firefighters, police, and public works employees also filed federal lawsuits against Mayor Chris Doherty and the city that alleged violations of labor law and due process rights. Apparently, they say Doherty last week ignored a court order and cut the pay of about 400 city workers to the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. The Democratic mayor said it was all the cash-strapped city of more than 76,000 could afford, promising to restore full pay once finances are stabilized. They say some other city workers that are making $20 an hour can still keep their jobs. I think those are some people that, sanitation, public works employees, street workers, they're able to keep their $20 an hour job. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You know, seeing, Oakland, Stockton, seeing Stockton go bankrupt last week. You know, we know that, you know, cities have a lot of expenses, and we assume things are always taken care of. Remember the woman who lost her son to a drunk driver? One of the cities she was living in sent her a bill to help clean up the street, you know, with the blood and all that. I mean, just horrible. I couldn't even imagine being given a bill for that. But, these cities are going broke. And then you have the argument, okay, well, you know, to save money, should they all go to minimum wage? And then who's going to want? Who? I mean, firefighters, police officers, are they making $7.25 an hour? They're not going to want to put their lives at stake. They aren't going to want to put, you know. But I don't know. My fear is if these cities or government cannot figure out the budget and cannot reconcile things, then they're going to say, well, then we got to raise taxes. See, nobody wants to raise taxes because they want to be reelected. And good, I don't think we should raise taxes. I mean, even JFK, right, Democrat, I believe they were going through a recession in 62. So early 1963, he was even talking about how you don't want to raise taxes. You know, prefer to do tax cuts. I mean, it's common sense in a recession like we're in, although I know everybody said it ended 3 years ago when Obama came into office. No, I don't really buy that. You know, in a recession, you don't want to raise taxes. But we're seeing cities. Now, I don't know what Scranton, Pennsylvania has that's different than what we see in L.A. But, you know, in L.A., we're taking care of a lot of undocumented immigrants. And there's a lot of people using services that aren't paying taxes. All right, then either us taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill or governments are going to have to spend less. All right, got to spend less. Now, cutting everybody to minimum wage, if you have other types of frivolous spending, no, it's not going to sit, it's not going to fly. Like I said, I have no idea what's going on with Scranton and their budget, et cetera, but I do know people are pretty ticked off. And if this does include police officers and firefighters and first responders, oh, they're going to have a heap of trouble. But then you wonder, why are they in this mess? What else are they spending it on? Now, you know, education, people say, well, no, you can't cut any more on education. And from what we understand, the education system doesn't have enough money. Why don't any of these programs have enough money? Where's the money going to? Now, I know we had that city in California where the city council was making bucks, big bucks. All right, so they may want to kind of review what some of the city leaders are making. But I don't know where the money is going. My guess is less people are paying taxes. That's my guess. Not the amount of tax, you have less people putting into the system. Only half of the country pays taxes for the rest of the country. No shock there. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Still no answers on what's been going on with Jesse Jackson Jr. There was some speculation that it might have been a suicide attempt, but we have no confirmation of that. They're keeping quiet, and I don't blame them. I mean, if there is anything like that going on, I don't think they want the media all involved. Something like that is extremely delicate. But no news what his medical condition is. We know he did have to take a medical leave of absence. And from what we understand, what they originally said was he suffered from exhaustion. But as we know more, we'll let you know. We understand he is stable at this time, 47 years old. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s estranged wife, Mary Richardson Kennedy, apparently earlier this week, the coroner released what was in her system before she hung herself. She was taking three quote-unquote antidepressants, trazodone, which helps you sleep, venlafaxine, which is Effexor, and desmethylvenlafaxine, which I believe is Prestique. And she had all these in her system at the time of her death, according to a report released by Westchester County Medical Examiner's Office. Now, they were, from what I understand, she was undergoing a divorce with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. According to court filings, Kennedy Jr. had asked his wife to be sober when in the presence of the couple's four children and to not threaten suicide. So apparently she must have had a history of depression or a history of alcoholism makes you, you know, wonder. Kennedy Jr. filed for divorce in 2010, one day after police responded to the Kennedy home for a quote-unquote domestic incident in which she was allegedly intoxicated. 3 days later, Mary Kennedy was stopped outside of a school after she steered her Volvo station wagon over a curb, charged with driving while intoxicated. Next month, again arrested for driving under the influence of drugs. And then had, from what we understand, hung herself and has been buried in the Kennedy family compound in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Now, many people have asked me, how could she have still reached the point of suicide while having three antidepressants in her system? I'm also a little confused why two are very similar. Venlafaxine, and then you have the desmethyl venlafaxine. Very similar compounds, obviously. You wonder, was the doctor weaning her off one going to another? But Prestique is very close to Effexor. You wonder why she would be on both of those and why it didn't do enough. Now, I just had a patient today who had told me that her father had taken his own life and he was on multiple antidepressants. You know, the reason why we give antidepressants in the medical field is to protect you from committing suicide, to keep your mood elevated enough so hopefully you won't commit suicide. But a dangerous aspect to treating depression is many people, when they're in the biggest, the deepest funk of their, or the deepest abyss of their depression, it's not as worrisome as them slowly starting to get out of the depression. Many people will do their suicide attempts as they're elating in their mood. And it's very scary and very frustrating. And so, you know, when patients ask me and listeners ask me, you know, what else could you do with a depressed patient? If the antidepressants aren't going to protect them from suicide, well, of course, massive counseling. I mean, nobody should be taking antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication without some assistance from a therapist. You know, I'm a huge fan of therapists, and I think many of them do phenomenal life-saving work. Of course, you need to find somebody you jive with. You know, forcing a loved one to go to a therapist that he doesn't want to listen to and doesn't want to talk to and doesn't want to be spoken to by may not work. You know, I mean, you need someone who's going to be able to work with them. But unfortunately, when you have somebody who could be suicidal or depressed, they need some real intensive therapy. And there should also be a psychiatrist on board. Some of these medications that are prescribed and dispensed, you know, sometimes it doesn't match the chemistry. You know, I'll have patients that may get upset with me because sometimes I'll bring up a psychiatrist, and you know, because they have depression, and they're like, why I'm not crazy, I have depression. I go, I'm not bringing up a psychiatrist because I think you're crazy. The reason why I'm bringing a psychiatrist into the mix to help us, you know, and have him join our team is because you've told me you've tried five different antidepressants and it's not working. All right, this is a chemical issue. We need to find the right pharmaceutical, the right chemical medication, and the right treatment plan, including therapy, for what you need. Because taking these pills haphazardly isn't cutting it. And so, you know, for those of us that think, oh, great, we have a person on an antidepressant, we're good, we got it covered. No, these people still need to be watched very closely, especially if they drink. You know, Alaska is supposedly one of the states that have the highest suicide rate. One is during the winter times, you know, it's mostly dark throughout the day and night, as opposed to during the summer. It only gets dark. We were just there for about an hour a day. It was twilight. We had to have blackout curtains, otherwise you can't sleep. But I gotta say, it's gorgeous. And you can't sleep. I mean, 10, 11 o'clock at night, we went to bed. Right, I stayed up because I wanted to see the twilight. I wanted to see what night looked like. And then 2, 3 in the morning, it was light again. But seasonal affective disorder and the darkness and sometimes it being gray in Portland or Seattle where there's rain, although I can't imagine being depressed with all the beautiful trees. I mean, those states are gorgeous. But anyway, weather and the lighting and the day and night have to do with it. But also, apparently, alcoholism is pretty high up in Alaska. And alcohol can cause depression could cause you to have suicidal thoughts. And it's very frightening. It's very frightening to think that you could have somebody in your family that could be depressed enough where he doesn't want to live. These people need help. They do. But it's a shame, unfortunately, in Mary Kennedy's case, she didn't get the help she needed. And she drank, and drinking and having depression, a very bad mix. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I guess some researchers think movies with smoking should be rated R, that our kids are smoking because of the movies they're watching. So we should change the rating from PG or PG-13 to rated R if they're smoking. Now, these are researchers at Geisel School of Medicine and Dartmouth College. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It could be Geisel. I'm sorry. In a two-year study, researchers surveyed more than 6,500 young teens aged 10 to 14, asking them which of the box office hits they had seen the previous year. And they also asked whether they tried smoking. The kids were interviewed three more times over 2 years, and not surprisingly, the researchers say, teens who watch movies with more smoking scenes were more likely to try smoking themselves. Really? Really? What big hits, though, had smoking? I just saw Spider-Man. There was no smoking in that movie. Hangover 2. Teens really shouldn't be watching that movie. It's R, but there was no smoking in that one. Well, Avatar, I don't think there was smoking. I'm trying to think, what were some of the big movies? Clash of the Titans, obviously no smoking. Or Wrath of the Titans. I'm trying to think, what movies are they talking about where there was smoking? Now, I know Hell's Kitchen, everybody seems to smoke. I like to watch Hell's Kitchen. You know, I'm TiVoing it now because I know it's on right now. And it looks like, you know, people. So I don't really think it's the movies. I mean, what about television? Anyway, the new study published in the journal Pediatrics is not the first one to link media exposure to tobacco. The Surgeon General's report on tobacco and youth concluded that there is sufficient evidence that watching movie smoking causes teens. Yeah, but I mean, these kids could get these movies from Netflix, too. I mean, it's getting more expensive to go to the theaters. So many people are renting movies or doing Redbox or whatever. They could still get the movies and see them. So I guess they found that on average, teens who saw 275 smoking scenes in PG-13 movies and 93 smoking scenes in R-rated, that's the average number that they saw. Of course, other R-rated behaviors in movies could also encourage them to smoke, like probably after sex. I don't know. Honestly, I think a lot of the things in PG movies are inappropriate as well. I don't know. Honestly, what's on television now blows my mind. Like, I talk about this. I like watching the HBO specials, True Blood, Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones. Okay, these are obviously rated R, maybe more. I mean, kids have access to these, too. And I don't think the rating system really prevents kids from watching movies at home. True, parents should be more involved. And I don't really think teenagers should be watching those movies like those HBO specials. They're very adult in nature. But, you know, in the olden days, these rated R and rated PG, you know, people at the box office would stop you so you couldn't see the movie. Now kids are bringing their parents. They're bringing older brother. It really doesn't stop kids at the box office. All right. And again, where are the parents? Okay. Tell your kids not to smoke. See what they're doing. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise
raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, I got to tell you, I kind of, you know, miss California right now because it is hot. I live in southern Nevada, and, oh, it's miserable. But I got to tell you, I can't complain. We aren't having the humidity. I don't know where you all are listening from, but I'm sure you have a lot more humidity than what I have in the dry desert. But I got to tell you, it is hot. California always has nice weather, doesn't it? It is beautiful over there. Nice weather. Don't understand what goes on there politically that much, but still, beautiful weather. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Paterno's family is stepping up. Joe Paterno saying the former Penn State football coach did not cover up for the retired defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky when he was accused of molesting boys, and claimed he did not act to hinder an investigation. Paterno's family also called Sandusky, who was convicted a couple weeks ago of sexually abusing 10 boys, a master deceiver. In a lengthy statement released after former FBI Director Louis Freeh announced he would unveil the findings of his investigation. You see, I don't know where this is going to go with Paterno. I mean, he passed. I think he fractured his hip and had lung cancer, and died of complications of both, right as this was surfacing. And, you know, I had heard a few days ago that some of the, I guess, officials in Penn State were kind of new to the arena, all right, had shown concerns that, you know, Paterno should have been more involved. Now, from what we understand, Mike McQuarrie, when he had seen the incident, the possible sex act in the shower, had gone to Paterno, told him. From what we understand, Paterno told other officials at Penn State, and from what we understand, that was the extent of what he did. Now, I guess people are trying to claim that he was the one that prevented a proper investigation. Joe Paterno interfered, and of course he's an easy target because he's dead. And, you know, just kind of brings back, I remember watching these Holocaust movies as a kid, because my parents always made us watch Holocaust movies, so we'd learn about it. And, as if listening to our family stories of who died wasn't enough, we had to see these movies. And I remember there being these scenes, and it's not just Holocaust movies, it's been in various movies, where, they line people up and they ask who did the crime. And, they say, we're going to start killing people unless you come forward. Nazis would do this and tell us, you know, who did the crime, who did it. Okay, so they shoot somebody. And then a little boy in this one movie points and says it was him, the one who was shot. So that, all right, well, you already got the guy. And so, you know, you wonder if this is what we're going to start seeing now that Penn State is being investigated a little bit more on how this could have happened and gone on for so many years, even on campus. And you wonder if Joe Paterno, whether he deserves it or not, if they're going to throw more of the blame onto him because he's gone. And it's an easy scapegoat, you know. No. If we were involved, we would have died. Joe Paterno didn't tell me. He didn't tell, you know. And there's no way to refute that because Joe Paterno's dead. So, you know, it's an absolute. What happened is such a tragedy. I would have never thought that anything like that could happen and go on for so long. But it opened our eyes to this type of thing is probably happening a lot. And it also opened up administration's eyes where telling each other isn't enough. All right. You call the authorities at all levels. It doesn't matter where you are in the food chain. You contact the authorities, especially with something this disgusting. It's going to be interesting to see what they blame on Paterno and how much they try to say it was all his fault in terms of not reporting. And even though, yes, he is to blame for not reporting, you wonder if more is going to be thrown in his court because he's gone and it's going to save some of the other people's butts. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they say if your friends are fat, you're going to be more likely to gain weight. And you are going to feel skinnier and feel like you're eating less because you're around heavier friends. All right. Researchers from Loyola University found students were more likely to gain weight if they had friends who were heavier than they were. But they were more likely to slim down or eat less if they were with skinny friends. Well, of course, duh. Okay, that's a no-brainer. The study was designed to determine the reason why obesity and related behaviors appear to cluster in social networks. Is it because friends influence one another's behavior? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If your friend is like, really, you're going to eat all that? Oh, yeah, I ate a lot less with my friends because they were all skinny. And I was, I mean, back then, I would consider myself skinny, but not skinny like them. I was like a size 7 while they were a size 2 or a size 5. So I still felt bigger than them. But, I got size 10 feet. I'm not the most petite girl. But it's true. When you're around your skinny friends, you're not going to eat that much. Students were surveyed. I don't want to go through the survey, blah, blah. Researchers found that even after controlling for a friend selecting process, there was still a significant link between obesity and a student's circle of friends. All right. Well, I don't know. That's not exciting. All right. So get skinnier friends. I guess that's what they're saying. If you want to lose weight. They also say if you want to lose weight, breastfeed your baby for at least 6 months. They say mothers who breastfed their babies reduced their risk of becoming obese when they got older. So it actually protected you years later. A study of 740,000 postmenopausal women found that the more children a woman had, the heavier she was. But the BMI, the body mass index, was lower in women who had breastfed, irrespective of how many times they gave birth. They say every 6 month period of breastfeeding reduced a woman's BMI by 1%, which is pretty significant. All right. They took into account, obesity risk, smoking, exercise levels, social deprivation, et cetera. But, for every decrease in percent of BMI, you lower your risk of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, syndrome X. So, again, breastfeeding has so many benefits. I don't need to go into that with you all. We know it does help prime the baby's immune system. It's healthier, of course, as long as you're not drinking Jack Daniels and eating poorly. But breast milk is some amazing stuff, and it helps women lose weight. It looks like does show some long-term protection. Yeah. Does it drive you crazy when you hear all these weight-type stuff? We want to relax. It's dinner time. All right? But I got to tell you, this is probably the worst time for people. You watch TV, you get hungry. I talk about Hell's Kitchen and Master Chef because there are a couple of the shows that I watch. And it's really difficult to watch those shows because you see people cook. And you see the lamb. You see the beef Wellingtons. You see the steak. Boy, it looks good. And my son will tell me, Mom, don't feed me dinner until those shows are on, because if you feed me dinner at 6, I'll just eat my dinner and then I'll want to eat again when I see those shows. And I don't want him eating late at night. I don't think he should, especially since we TiVo everything and we watch it later. But, television is probably one of our biggest downfalls when it comes to obesity, because not only are you sitting and you're inactive and you aren't, walking the dog or wrestling with the kids or working out, but you're sitting on the couch. But what's even worse is these commercials. And if you are watching things live, they know exactly, especially these pizza commercials, they know how to get you dial up the phone and order. You're watching TV, you see the pizza, you see the cheesy bread. Now, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. So I think TV definitely has a lot to blame. Now, should we all try to breastfeed even though we're male or we're, menopausal females? No, I don't think it's going to work. Right? We had to breastfeed in the past, which is why I don't like articles like that. Don't tell us what we should have done in the past. Yeah, we could tell people in the future what to do, but all right, I can't change that. I didn't make enough milk for 6 months. Please. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia, I'm going to be going on a cruise. What do you recommend for motion sickness? Oh, I hate motion sickness. I can't stand when I get that. You know, a lot of times doctors will prescribe those scopolamine patches, right, the transderm scope. You know, the only problem is I don't personally like taking medication if I don't have to. I know there's over-the-counter Dramamine if you get tired, but I would prefer you avoid getting the motion sickness if you can. You know, like, for example, if you are, let's say, you know, taking a cruise, all right, they say try to request a cabin in the front or the middle of the ship near the water level. It helps rather than be, and you don't want to be in an indoor cabin. You want to be where you could see the water. Now, you know, sometimes these cruise ships, they aren't that rocky and you really can't tell. I mean, I'm very prone to motion sickness in a fishing boat. You know, when I went, barracuda fishing, I remember I was throwing up the whole time, but I was catching such great fish. I just sat there and I still sat there and held my pole, you know, and caught fish. But a lot of these cruise ships, luckily because of their size, it's not as bad. They say if you're on a plane, according to MayoClinic.com, you want to ask for a seat over the front edge of the wing and then make sure you have the air vent flowing to your face. You always need air. Whenever you are on a small fishing boat, you don't want to be inside a cabin if there is a cabin. You want to be outside with the air. They say if you're on a train, take a seat near the front or next to a window, face forward. Car, be the driver or sit in the passenger seat. Always, by the way, when you're sick, you know, like if you're on a fishing boat, you look at the horizon. If you're on a cruise ship, you know, focus on the horizon. Don't read. I'm not a big reader in the car, especially if you're driving. Don't read. Try to keep your head still. Smoking doesn't work. Also, greasy foods, alcohol, spicy foods, overeating, those could also make you sick. Now, I'm a huge fan of ginger. Ginger seems to work for me. So whether it be ginger snaps or these ginger supplements or ginger ale, I'm a huge fan. They also say eat dry crackers, sometimes carbonated drinks, soda pop could help. Again, my problem with the Dramamine is it makes me tired, and you have to take it before you travel. See, once you get motion sickness, you're kind of done for. So, you know, hope that helps. But if you're prone to getting motion sickness, most times your doctor is going to give you the scopolamine patch that you put on before you travel, and you change it out every few days. And so, we'll, you know, that's probably one of the most effective, even though, you know, it's not my favorite. But I got to tell you, getting motion sickness, it ruins the trip. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Yeah, I'd love to hear what your guys' remedies are. But I got to tell you, for me, whenever I go fishing, I use ginger. It helps. And I love to fish, and I don't want to, you know, you don't have that much time when you fish, too. You know, these fishing trips, they're going to be pretty expensive because, you know, you're renting the boat. We don't have a boat. So you rent the boat, and you're trying to get as many fish as you can. So I don't like being sick. 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, for those of you that are Android users, we have a free app for your Droid phone. Please go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. If you have an Android, you could click on the free app little icon that I have on my website at drdahlia.com and download the free app so you can listen to our show. Okay, so I guess there's a new study that disputes the link between Facebook and depression. I guess there's something called Facebook depression. I think there's Facebook addiction. I didn't think there was Facebook depression. I mean, what happens if somebody doesn't poke you or super poke you? I don't know. But they say research from the University of Wisconsin has found no link between the social media use and the likelihood of depression. Well, duh, that really didn't make much sense to me. Researchers surveyed 190 University of Wisconsin-Madison students between the ages of 18 and 23. Well, also remember, these kids, they got high serotonin. You need to talk to the older folk. Over the course of a week, the students were texted questions asking if they were online, how long they'd been online, and what they were doing. They were divided into three groups. High use was determined as spending 2 hours or more on the site over a week. How many of you spend 2 hours of Facebook a day? They say high use is 2 hours or more over a week. And then they took a survey screening for symptoms, all right? And they basically found that students who spent the most time on Facebook were no more likely depressed. You know, I think internet surfing has been linked to depression. And video games have been linked. But Facebook, not as much. And I think because it's very easy to get little highs on Facebook. See, one thing that Facebook did from a psychological standpoint was pretty smart is it gave other users the ability to like, quote unquote, like something that you put. And, you know, people love that gratification, that instant gratification of knowing somebody approves of something you did or likes something that you say. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if you're the type of person that posts and people won't like whatever you say just because it comes from you, you get that sort of self-gratification. You know, you're pretty satisfied that, you know, you made a statement that people like. I mean, just like, you know, in comedy, you know, it's very difficult to do radio because you don't see the response by people when you say things, whether you're being funny or not. You know, you want to see that people agree, etc. But when I speak publicly, public speaking to me is way easier than radio. I love radio. I could do radio for life. But everybody thinks public speaking is more difficult. I think it's easier because I could get the gist of how people are receiving the information. And it gets qualified. Let's say you're going down a path and you see people nodding that reinforces you. You're like, keep going. And you need that feedback. You know, a lot of times when you talk, well, people are giving you feedback on the social media and you like it. Now, negative feedback, that may not go so well. But most of the time, who you have on these social media sites are people you like. So if somebody is giving you negative feedback, then you could just, you know, cut them out of your Facebook loop and block them. So you could actually control a very positive situation, a positive scenario for you, so you don't get depressed. I just think people spend way too much time, and I think Facebook is going to have a self-destruct. It is completely cluttered. Whoever my friends are on Facebook, I rarely get to see what they post. Unless I actively search up each one of my buddies and I have no time to do that, I don't see what they post. It's completely cluttered. I log on so I could put my news posts on there because it's linked into Twitter, so I don't have to go on Twitter. I could just put on Facebook and, you know, et cetera. And whatever's not on the front page, I don't have time to scroll down. You know, every now and then I try to. And so I think what's going to happen is there's just so many people on it that it's going to lose some of its, some of its momentum and some of its attraction. Craigslist will do well. I mean, Craigslist is wonderful because it's free. You can post your ads, but there's so many people on it. You have to hope that somebody is searching and very actively searching. But I wonder what's going to happen to Craigslist with so many people posting and putting things on there. You know, I originally, when I logged onto Twitter, I put Fox News on there. I put CNN News. I wanted bulleted news. I never get to see the news now on my Twitter because there's so many people there. Now, I don't mind. Some of you guys are my followers, and some of you have really cute stuff. But if the purpose of Twitter or Facebook or these social medias was to do a certain thing, many of those things that we originally planned for, we don't have. So I see there kind of being a self-destruct in the next few years. You wonder. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I guess they're using teeth to help restore hearing loss. A soundbite system relies on the bone conduction ability of sound waves to travel through teeth to bones in the skull. You know, I hope they do some pretty cool stuff with hearing because, honestly, hearing aids and treatment of hearing loss isn't covered under Obamacare or most of our insurance. All right, guys, we will be back tomorrow. You all take care. Be safe. Can't wait to talk to you.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.